1778, I wasn't born yet, but France was saving America, the Revolutionary War. Britain had us cornered. Washington's army was starving, losing. Then France arrived, ships, soldiers, money, weapons. They didn't ask for payment, didn't demand tribute. They came because they believed in the cause, because allies help allies. 248 years later, January 20th, 2026, the President of the United States threatened to impose a 200% tariff on French wine and champagne, not because of trade disputes, not because of economic policy, because the President of France refused to pay $1 billion to join something called the Board of Peace. Let me say that again. Trump threatened to destroy France's wine industry because Macron wouldn't pay $1 billion to sit on a board Trump created, a board Trump chairs, a board that claims to resolve global conflicts for a price. This is what American diplomacy has become. Pay us or we'll hurt you. Let me tell you how we got here. It started with Venezuela. January 3rd, 2 a.m., American forces invaded, arrested President Maduro, flew him to New York. Trump announced America is now in charge of Venezuela. No UN mandate, no international law, no allied consultation, just force. That worked. So Trump got bolder. Then came Greenland. Trump said he wants it, needs it, won't rule out military force to take it. Denmark said no. 85% of Greenlanders oppose joining America. Trump's response, tariffs, 10% on 8 NATO allies, 25% by June, economic coercion against allies for defending each other. Then came the Nobel Prize. Trump sent Norway's prime minister a message explaining that because Norway didn't give him the peace prize, he no longer feels an obligation to think purely of peace. As if not winning an award justifies abandoning restraint. And then came the Board of Peace. Trump announced it January 16th, originally designed to oversee Gaza's reconstruction, now expanded to resolve all global conflicts. Here's how it works. Trump serves as chairman. Countries pay to join. Membership lasts 3 years, unless you pay $1 billion. Then you get a permanent seat, $1 billion to join a board that Trump chairs, to resolve conflicts that Trump creates. Think about that. The same president threatening to invade Greenland, who invaded Venezuela, who threatened Iran, then abandoned protesters, who imposed tariffs on NATO allies, is selling seats on a peace board for $1 billion each. He invited about 60 countries, including France. Emmanuel Macron, France's president, declined, politely, privately, through diplomatic channels, said France doesn't intend to join at this stage. Trump's response came Tuesday morning, January 20th, at Palm Beach International Airport before boarding Air Force One. A reporter asked about Macron's decision. Trump said, well, nobody wants him because he will be out of office very soon. I'll put a 200% tariff on his wines and champagnes and he'll join, but he doesn't have to join. Read that again. He'll join. Not maybe he'll reconsider. Not we'll negotiate. He'll join because a 200% tariff will force him to join. That's not diplomacy. That's extortion. Pay us $1 billion or we'll destroy your economy. Your choice. But either way, Trump wins. Here's what makes it worse. Trump didn't just threaten France. He humiliated France publicly by leaking Macron's private diplomatic messages. Macron had sent Trump a text days earlier, trying to understand what Trump was doing with Greenland, trying to help. He wrote, I do not understand what you are doing on Greenland. He offered to host a dinner in Paris Thursday. Invite the Ukrainians, the Danes, the Syrians, the Russians. Talk it through. Work it out. Private messages between heads of state. Confidential, protected by diplomatic convention, the kind of honest communication that makes diplomacy possible. Trump posted them on Truth Social for the world to see, with commentary mocking Macron, dismissing his concerns, proving a point that Trump doesn't care about diplomatic norms, doesn't respect confidentiality, doesn't value alliance, only leverage. Bloomberg called it an unusual breach of diplomatic convention between heads of state. That's diplomatic language for this is devastating, because now every world leader knows anything you say to Trump privately can be weaponized publicly. Any confidence shared can be exposed. Any attempt at honest dialogue can be turned against you. So leaders will stop talking honestly, will stop sharing concerns, will stop trying to help, because they can't trust that their words won't become weapons. That's not just damaging France. That's destroying diplomacy, the entire system built over centuries on trust, on confidence, on the belief that leaders can speak privately without fear of public humiliation. Trump killed that for $1 billion and a tariff threat. Let's talk about that tariff. 200% on French wine and champagne. The United States is France's largest export market for wine and spirits. $4.45 billion in 2024, 15% of France's total wine exports, jobs, vineyards, families, communities, entire regions depend on American sales. A 200% tariff would triple prices, kill demand, bankrupt producers, destroy an industry, not because of trade imbalance, not because of unfair practices, because Macron won't pay $1 billion to join Trump's board. That's using economic policy as a weapon against an ally for personal leverage, to coerce compliance with a demand that has nothing to do with trade, everything to do with power. Tuesday, the markets responded. Dow Jones dropped 601 points. S&P 500 down 1.4%. NASDAQ down 1.6%. VIX fear gauge spiked to 20.69, highest since November. Treasury yields jumped. 10-year hit 4.283%, highest since October. The dollar declined. Investors pulled money from U.S. assets. Capital flight, not because of fundamentals, because of chaos, because the president of the United States is threatening allies with economic destruction if they won't pay him $1 billion. French luxury stocks fell. Wine producers, champagne houses, LVMH, companies with nothing to do with Gaza or peace boards or diplomatic disputes, just businesses employing people, selling products, getting crushed because Trump wants leverage over Macron. Here's what I can't get past. Trump calls this the Board of Peace, but everything about it is coercion. Venezuela invaded, Greenland threatened, NATO allies tariffed, Iran abandoned, France extorted. That's not peace, that's conquest with a marketing name. The charter leaked to Reuters lays it out. Trump serves as inaugural chairman. Trump presides over membership decisions. Countries contribute $1 billion for permanent membership or accept 3-year terms. Money goes to a fund overseen by Trump. It's not a peace board. It's a shakedown dressed up as diplomacy, sold as conflict resolution, but functioning as leverage over allies, over enemies, over anyone who wants access. And if you don't pay, if you decline, like Macron, Trump punishes you publicly, personally, economically, until you comply or break. I'm 89 years old. I've watched American diplomacy evolve, watched us build alliances through trust, through shared values, through mutual respect after World War II, after Korea, after the Cold War. America led, not through threats, through partnership, through the belief that strong nations help weak nations, that allies defend allies, that power carries responsibility. That's gone now, replaced with pay us or we'll hurt you. France saved us in 1778, helped us win independence, didn't ask for payment, just friendship, alliance, shared belief in liberty. 248 years later, we're threatening to destroy their wine industry because they won't pay $1 billion to join a board. That resolves conflicts by creating more conflicts. Macron's term ends May 2027. French law prohibits a third term. He's got 16 months left. Trump knows this. Called him a lame duck. Nobody wants him because he will be out of office very soon. As if that justifies extortion, as if threatening a leader on his way out makes the threat less serious. But the damage isn't to Macron. It's to France, to the alliance, to every country watching, seeing how America treats friends who won't pay, who won't comply, who won't submit. That lesson is clear. America doesn't have allies anymore. It has clients pay up or get punished, your choice. Three top Catholic cardinals in the United States issued a statement Tuesday. Unusual, rare. They don't typically comment on foreign policy, but this was too much. They condemned Trump's actions, questioned America's moral role in confronting evil around the world, cited Venezuela, Greenland, the threats, the coercion. They wrote, "In 2026, the United States has entered into the most profound and searing debate about the moral foundation for America's actions in the world since the end of the Cold War." That's not political disagreement. That's moral crisis. The Catholic Church saying we've lost our way. Our actions betray our values. Our power has become our purpose. And they're right, because you can't build peace by threatening allies, can't resolve conflicts by creating leverage, can't lead through coercion. Peace requires trust. Diplomacy requires confidence. Alliance requires respect. Trump destroyed all three for $1 billion, for a tariff, for leverage over a French president who wouldn't pay to play. Tuesday night, Macron didn't respond publicly, didn't tweet, didn't threaten, just continued preparing for Davos, where he'll speak before Trump, where he'll coordinate with European leaders, where he'll draw lines. Europe will not be blackmailed, will not pay tribute, will not submit. But the damage is done, not to Macron, to diplomacy. Every leader now knows private messages can be leaked, honest questions can be mocked. Declining invitations can trigger economic war. Alliance means nothing. Only leverage matters. That's not a foreign policy. That's a protection racket, and the world is learning. You can't trust America, can't confide in America, can't partner with America unless you're willing to pay $1 billion for a seat at a board called peace. 1778, France saved us, asked for nothing, just friendship. 2026, we're threatening them for not paying $1 billion. That's not alliance, that's extortion. And you can't build peace on extortion, can't maintain friendships through threats, can't lead the world by shaking it down. The Board of Peace, 200% tariffs, leaked texts, market crashes, cardinal condemnations, all because Macron said no, politely, privately, to a $1 billion demand. That's where we are. That's what American diplomacy has become. Not partnership, leverage, not alliance, transaction, not leadership, coercion. And when the next crisis comes, when America needs allies, needs trust, needs friends, we'll find out what 248 years of partnership is worth against $1 billion demand, one tariff threat, one leaked text. France remembers 1778 when they saved us. They'll remember 2026 too, when we tried to extort them. History remembers both, not equally.